Welcome to the Sandler Foundations, Chapter 6, Uncovering the Prospect's Budget. The following audio is copyrighted by Sandler Systems Incorporated, protected by U.S. copyright laws, and all Sandler Foundations material is for your personal use and is not to be disseminated to any other person. Here's your trainer, Larry L. Lipkins.
Now that you have learned more about the questioning strategies that you can use to get more information from your prospect, it's time to return to the qualification phase. The last time that we looked at the Sandler Submarine, you had established a relationship with bonding and rapport, you set your upfront contract, and you even identified some compelling reasons for doing business in the pain step. We are now in the middle of the Sandler selling system and the qualification phase. It's now time to talk about budget. Once you have a prospect in pain, meaning you've both identified an emotional and compelling reason to do business, the next step is to uncover the prospect's budget and determine if they're willing and able to pay for your product or service. It is important to discuss the investment issues early in the process before you put your solution together. There's no reason to put together a proposal for a prospect that can't or won't buy your offering. At the end of this lesson, you will be able to list the three steps to uncovering the prospect's budget, list the three things the prospect must be willing and able to invest, realize why your beliefs about money can be a problem, and be able to explain a monkey's paw offering. It is important to note that when we talk about budget, we are not limiting the budget to only discussion about money. Prospects will often also have to invest time, energy, or other resources towards your solution. Some Sandler-trained salespeople even have free solutions, but they still must do a budget step. Think about all the different things your prospect must invest, do, or consider before you can actually deliver your solution. Now think about when you want to know that a prospect is unwilling or unable to do one of those things. Do you want to know before or after your presentation, proposal, or quote? Most salespeople decide they want to talk about budget before the presentation, but after they have a thorough understanding of the situation. In this lesson, you'll discover how to uncover the prospect's budget. If you have been in sales for any significant amount of time, it is probably obvious that even if the prospect has the money available, they have to be willing to part with it for you to make a sale. At the same time, even if they're very willing to buy your product, if they don't have the money, you cannot achieve a sale. An important thing to remember is that in addition to money, the prospect must be willing and able to invest time and resources. If using your product or service may also require the prospect to invest time and effort to learn a new procedure, maybe adjust an existing process, train people, use other departments, man hours, then he must also be willing and able to extend those resources. Don't overlook those investments. The roadblocks to salespeople completing a thorough budget step typically fall into two categories. You have the technical roadblocks, which means you don't know when to ask the questions, maybe how to ask the questions, or what questions to ask to begin with. The second type of roadblock are conceptual roadblocks, and those are your own beliefs about money that affect your selling behavior. For instance, you may be able to ask about their budget, or you may be reluctant to talk about it because you think it's intrusive. You may have one or both of these problems, but to be successful as a salesperson, you must overcome these roadblocks. Salespeople have to talk about money. It's simply part of the job. As we continue this lesson, we will show you exactly how to bring up the budget. However, if you have some of those conceptual roadblocks or you are fearful of asking these questions, this might be something good to bring up with your Sandler trainer, manager, or even your coach. There are three major steps in the budget step. Number one is to summarize and review what you covered in the pain step and set the contract to talk about budget. Number two is to find out if the prospect has money available to buy your product or service and where in the organization that money will actually come from. Number three is to find out how much money is actually available. At the end, we'll also explore some ways to respond to stalls and put-offs. Keep in mind that you need to be prepared with questions that will keep you focused on what you want to uncover in the prospect's budget. Also, you need to anticipate the prospect's reactions and be able to respond appropriately. Finally, your goal is to qualify or disqualify the prospect based on their budget. If the prospect is disqualified, you can stop the sales process and talk about referrals. On the other hand, if the prospect is willing and able to invest the budget, then you can continue selling with the decision step. Keep in mind, this may happen in one call if you have a one call close. On the other hand, if you're in an enterprise sale, this may happen over multiple conversations. Let's explore each one of those steps in further detail in the budget step. In the previous section, we did an overview of the three steps in the budget step. In this section, we're going to actually take a deep dive into step one, summarize and review. In this particular piece, we're going to review the information that you have uncovered about your prospect situation and the pain step. Summarizing and reviewing what you've covered thus far actually accomplishes two things. First, it gives you a chance to make sure that you have all the information you need. If during your review you discover a new point, you can always say at the last minute, "Hey, I almost forgot to ask, how does XYZ fit into the mix?" Secondly, this review makes sure that you and your prospect agree on the scope of their needs, while also giving them the opportunity to add anything that's still missing. You can encourage this by asking, "Is there anything else you want to add? Is there anything that we missed? Or what didn't we get a chance to cover?" You might start your summary and review with a simple phrase like, "Okay, so based on what I have heard so far, you would like..." Then you can summarize the 3 to 5 pains you have discovered thus far. Consider this summary to be the last chance for either party to bring up anything regarding the pain step. After this, you are sealing the submarine door to the compartment, and neither party can go back without the risk of killing the sale. Step 2 is to find out if money is actually available. You could come right out and ask, "How much money do you have for this?" However, such a direct question is likely to put your prospect on the defensive, thus making them uncomfortable and unwilling to do business with you. Remember, prospects prefer to play their cards close to their vest, and money is often seen as a sensitive area. So let's talk about two different techniques that are actually more effective. The first one is reversing and negative reversing. And that's actually a technique where you respond with questions rather than answering the prospect's questions. For example, if the prospect asks, "How much will your solution cost?" Instead of answering, you might reply, "It varies depending on which direction you decide to go in. Have you given some thought to how much you'll need to invest to bring your production line back up to capacity?" You can also use a third-party story, which removes pressure while still communicating the need to know if money is available. Third-party stories provide a smooth transition between the review of the pain and the question about the budget. For example, "Tom, most often when I meet with a couple like you and your wife, I find that they have a budgeted amount that they like to stick to. Have you and your wife come up with that amount?" There are 3 possible responses when you ask if money is available. A yes response could simply be yes, or it could be something like, "We finalized the figures last week." A no response could simply be no, or it could be something like, "Well, actually, nothing's been carved in stone yet." A maybe response usually appears in the form of a stall or an objection. Stalls are usually defensive. For example, "Our company policy is not to reveal that information," or, "You tell me what it's going to cost and I'll tell you if it's within our budget." Put-offs, on the other hand, generally deflect your question. "Hey, money's no object. If I like what I see, I'll buy it." Step 3 is to determine how much money will be available. This step is the natural progression of your questions based on their yes, no, or maybe response. So first, let's talk about responding to yes answers. It's pretty straightforward. You can just ask how much in a non-threatening way. Remember, trying to pin your prospect down to a definitive number is sure to put them on the defensive. Here are a few softer ways. Negative reversing: "I don't suppose you would share it with me." Or round numbers: "Would you mind sharing it with me in round numbers?" Bracketing: "Could you share with me in a range to maybe get us in the ballpark?" These question techniques encourage your prospect to share their budget in a non-threatening manner and continues the budget discussion. In the event that your prospect says they have not established a budget, or perhaps they simply don't want to share it, additional techniques are needed. Be mindful not to respond in a way that can make your prospect defensive or feel like that he's not okay. Use a softening statement with your reverse to take the pressure off the prospect. To soften the reverse, you could say, "That's not unusual. I wasn't sure you would have anything nailed down yet." Or simply, "Not a problem." You can then provide a transition statement like, "Most companies don't," or "Maybe it's too early in the process." Then you'll need to hone in on a budget number. There are several techniques that are quite effective in helping you do this, including bracketing. Only this time, you will give a cost range. "What if it was between X and Y? Do you think that is doable?" Or maybe even a third-party story. "So last time we did a job this size, it was around X. Would that number be out of the budget?" You can even use historical or future expectations. You look to past behaviors or future hopes of the prospect. So for example, "So last time you did a job like this, what did you actually invest?" And the last technique you can use would be a metaphor. And in this technique, you get the prospect to focus on the relative size of the budget by comparing it with well-known images. "Hey, so are you looking for the Toyota or a Lexus solution here?" If the prospect simply won't reveal budget numbers, it's probably for one of three reasons. The first reason is it could be the prospect just isn't ready yet. He's busy gathering information to create a budget, and they haven't made it to that point. Or it could simply be that the prospect doesn't trust you, or more likely, he just doesn't trust salespeople. Dealing with stalls and put-offs requires preparation as well as the ability to stay emotionally objective. You don't want to antagonize your prospect, nor do you want to shy away. The best practice is to remain adult and to ask logical questions. So let's start with the first situation. The prospect may say something like, "We do need an idea so we can plan and maybe put together our budget for next year." Then you can offer help. Respond with a combination of a third-party story and a bracketing question. Like this, "Hey, well, that makes sense. Let me see if I can help. Typically, when I work with companies like yours on projects like this, the range is between $20,000 and $25,000. You know how things work internally. Is that a number people can get comfortable with?" The second reason for a stall or put off is that the prospect just can't reveal the amount because of company policy. You don't want to pressure the prospect to do something he isn't supposed to do. You can, however, use a combination of bracketing and third-party stories to narrow down a range so you can decide whether or not to proceed. So try something like this. "Hey, you know, I don't want you to break any rules, but just so I know that neither one of us is wasting our time, would X to Y even be in the range we can work with?" Now let's take a look at the last situation where the prospect won't reveal the budget information because he doesn't trust you. It may be the result of the prospect's previous dealings with untrustworthy salespeople. And that's a good place for you to start. Take a direct approach to resolving the lack of trust problem. Try something like, "Tom, sometimes people don't like to share the budget because they're afraid the salesperson will just use all the budget and take it to the max. Is that the case here? Would it help if I started with some numbers based on situations I've seen similar to yours?" Once you have the budget, inspect further to make sure they are willing and able to invest it. If the prospect is qualified, continue selling. If not, ask for a referral. If the number is too low, don't forget to ask, "What if that's not enough? How would you come up with the rest?" So we just wrapped up the three phases of the budget step. Now let's talk about what happens when we find a prospect who is willing and able to invest in your product or service, but they're not quite ready to commit all the funds up front. Rather than to create an all or nothing situation, you can divide the sale into two phases. Phase one could be a preliminary study, a pilot program, or a trial period for your service. This approach allows you to demonstrate your ability to deliver, and it also gives your prospect time to get comfortable with you while limited financial exposure. Take care to have an upfront agreement with the prospect that they will actually move to phase two, provided that phase one meets their expectations. Depending on your business, part of the fee for phase one can be applied to the fee for phase two as an added incentive. So let me put this in an analogy. This strategy is actually called a monkey's paw, based on the nautical term monkey's fist. So when large ships are tied to a dock, they use a very thick rope called the hawser line. It's impractical and dangerous to toss that heavy rope from the ship's deck down to the dock hands. So instead, they use a smaller ball called a monkey's fist, and it's attached to a smaller rope, which is then attached to the hawser line. A crew member then throws the ball to a deckhand who uses the smaller rope to pull the hawser line down to the dock. Likewise, if a prospect is considering investing a large sum of money for a product or service that they're really not sure about, they may perceive it as a potential risk to the company. So if you're selling something that you may sense may be too risky or expensive for the prospect to handle, try starting out with something smaller, something a bit less intimidating, like maybe offering the prospect a smaller price for a smaller portion of the product or service. The monkey's paw accomplishes two things. First, it will build the prospect's confidence in you as a new supplier. Secondly, you'll be out of the buyer-seller situation because now you've established a client-vendor relationship. Plus, there's a connecting upfront contract to proceed to the second phase. The bottom line of the budget step actually ties back to my favorite Sandler rule. You can't lose anything you don't have. See, most salespeople avoid going after budget because they're nervous about offending the prospect and maybe losing the sale. We believe that either you face the issue head on and get the information you need, or you disqualify the prospect. Failure to perform an effective budget step will often lead to failure to close the sale. However, you can't lose anything you don't have. It's really impossible to lose a sale until you deposit the money in the bank and the transaction actually clears. The bottom line of professional selling is going to the bank, and the bottom line of the budget step is to qualify or disqualify the prospect based on money, time, and resources available. No budget, no sale. So let's wrap up the budget step. Remember, the budget step should only begin after a full and complete pain step. You will then need to uncover whether money is available and how much. The prospect must be willing and able to invest the time, the money, and the resources needed to alleviate their pain in order to continue in the sales process. So here are the key questions that have to be answered. How much money is available? Where is it coming from? And what happens if it's not enough? To complete the budget step, you will need to remove the technical and conceptual roadblocks to discussing money. Your selling behavior is affected by your ideas about money, and if you have difficulties talking about money, it can show up in your sales call and affect the prospect's okayness. The monkey's paw is an additional tool to use in the budget step. When someone wants to buy your product or service, but maybe not for the full investment, you can have them buy something as a trust trial to get them started. This offer is an anchor to pull in the larger sale, provided you do a good upfront contract. Of course, being prepared for the budget step with appropriate third-party stories and reversing questions is only half the battle. The other half is having the confidence and courage to deliver them. So in summary, you now understand the need for determining if the budget is available. It is up to you to determine how to uncover the budget with each prospect and most effectively. Please take time now to complete your lessons learned and knowledge testing. Good luck and good selling.
Glad you joined us for Chapter 6, Uncovering the Prospect's Budget. Next in the Sandler Foundations is Chapter 7, Identifying the Prospect's Decision-Making Process.